Bank of Carth, this is Jeremiah.
Hey Jeremiah, it's Eric.
Hey Eric, how you doing, man?
All right, yourself?
Good, good, thanks. So I just want to get a little bit of info from you, just so I kind of have an idea of what I'm looking for here.
Sure. Does Nick no longer work with the company?
Well, he kind of took an extended vacation right now, so I haven't got any details on that, but I'm really not 100% sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if he's not going to be there anymore, I'm just going to delete his information. I'm just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, as of right. When you included him in the email, it got forwarded to the person who's in charge of the accounts now. And yeah, they said that we don't know for sure, but as of right now, he's not coming back.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, you know, again, I mean, things happen. I don't care. I don't want him in my contacts if it's not somebody who.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, you can. I'm actually the one who got kind of, you know, your file now, so you can put me in there.
Cool. Yeah, you got it.
Okay. So just kind of fill me in. Are you guys looking? So I guess you have something with OnDeck as well.
Yeah, we you know we have a couple loans, a couple different things going on, but OnDeck we have a you know pretty nice loan, and it's a long term loan.
Okay.
And I had let me see here, I've got 7 more weekly payments to get myself to the point where, you know, I can refi that loan and I can, you know, go ahead and, you know, bring in, you know, some more capital, which has been my plan all along because it gave me a really nice rate. And, you know, it's kind of a shame in the sense that, well, I guess I'm not dwelling on it per se, but, you know, Nick and I had this conversation a while back when, you know, I said to him, hey, I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to, you know, plan some things out, and you know, we renewed our last loan with you guys, and he said, yeah, you know, it's no problem. You know, basically explaining that he appreciated that my loan with OnDeck was a good one, but you know that you know you guys were in the second position, and as the you know positions go down, obviously, you know, you could be less and less competitive, but at the same time, he said, look, you know. You get through this second loan, and you know, you're going to have a relationship with us that's, you know, we want to continue because obviously, you know, you're paying your bills, you're doing the things right, and so we'll be able to be much more competitive. And so he said, before you go and, you know, re-up the OnDeck, think of me. And then you wrote me nonetheless, so.
So timing was perfect there, huh?
Well, sometimes it works that way, you know. But,
yeah.
So, I'm literally looking at, you know, my I have a post-it sitting on my screen of my last conversation with the guy from OnDeck.
Okay.
I'm not the kind of guy who plays one against the other. I want to be able to figure out what I'm doing for my next steps because, look, just to kind of fill you in, I took possession of the company from a partner last year. I've always been an owner, but now I'm the owner. And so, you know, I'm looking to, whereas he was the financial partner and I was the operating partner, you know, he's out of the picture now. So everything I do is with retained earnings and with folks like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it definitely is, you know, something that I was looking to do. So whether it be that, you know, you can offer me something and I can consider it, or whether it be that we just kind of wait it out and play to, you know, the OnDeck opportunity, one or the other, you know, I mean, we'll figure it out, or maybe, you know, do a little something to both, I don't know.
Absolutely. Okay, do you know the balance with OnDeck by chance?
I do, but this guy left his phone on my desk, and it's buzzing here, hang on a second. Let me see my balance with OnDeck.
Because I know I'm reading Nick's notes here, and it said something about you started with like 100 and what is it?
No, more than that, man.
More than
we
that?
We got a good line of credit with OnDeck.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty damn good, honestly, and they've been they're pretty cool. I gotta say, I've never really needed them for anything. In other words, like when they first when I very first started business, I have history with them is 3 different loans over a period of time. I had a term loan, I paid it off. I have a working line of credit, and then I have a new current term loan. Okay, so the current term loan I have has an outstanding balance of $160,000, and I've paid $100,000 down on it.
Okay.
That loan isn't that old. I want to say that that loan is probably December.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was a big loan, and we worked that out. But there was a guy who, like you in your situation, I got a new guy, but there was a guy who I was dealing with, Peter Song, and this guy was so cool. Like, one of the things that was really important to me with OnDeck was they did the daily just like you do. But when I negotiated this loan, I said, "Listen, man, I mean, have I ever missed a payment with you?" He's like, "Of course not. In 2 years, you've been awesome." I said, "Great. Can we get into like a weekly situation? Because this is kind of a nuisance, for me every day be paying attention to that in and out. It's such a pain in the ass to reconcile, And he
Yeah,
said, "Hey, look,
absolutely.
So he did. He worked that out with me. Where so here I got. Let's see. Your credit line. This is what it says. Like I can almost screenshot it for you, but it says your line of credit was opened at 2 years ago. Your term loan was opened 9 months ago. Your term loan was opened 7 months ago. So there's like obviously they split these into two term loans. So I have a the term loan. The first or the second term loan is a working line of credit.
Can you send me that screenshot?
Hang on 1 second, man. I
Okay.
gotta give this phone to this guy because it's making me crazy. Rob, man, your phone's going out of control. Hi, sir.
No worries.
Okay. That's kind of ridiculous. All right, hang on a second. Hang on a File. Command. How the hell is? Do you have an Apple?
Yeah, Windows Shift 4.
Well, it's not Window. It'd be like Command, right?
I hit
Command Shift
the
4. Yeah.
Command Shift 4.
And then you hold it, and then you drive the 4. There you go. That's pretty easy. Should have worked. Why didn't it? Let me see here. So, I did like three of these on Friday too.
Yeah.
Command shift four. There we go. Huh? Okay, it's highlighted. Aha. There we go. All right. Let's see here. Reply. Now, where the hell is it? There we go. You have it in a second.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah, Kipper.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So it shows you paid down. And I mean, you look at my bank statements, you see like I never miss a payment on these guys or
Sure.
anybody for that matter.
Okay, so oh yeah, you did take out more. It was so it was around 200, and then your payback was like 245 or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, you can do the math. I have like the contract. I just for your purposes, I guess is all you need.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
that guy you see there, Peter Song, he's no longer with them. He's very cool. That guy was like awesome.
Oh. So he's no longer with On Deck?
No, there's a new dude now that I'm
Oh.
dealing with, sort of like you're in your situation.
Yeah. Yeah, Nick was here for
Yeah.
like almost a year and a half, 2 years.
He was a cool guy. I don't, did you know him or you never really knew him?
I did know him. Yeah.
Yeah, he was cool. I mean,
He
I
was cool.
liked him.
Yeah, he's very chill up front, and just kept it real with you and
Yeah, I mean, he didn't BS me. I get a lot of these. We have this. So I've got, four different loans that I work, and I could tell you, the one loan that I hate is this organization Fox, because like Nick's like, "Look, man, we're brokers. Like, I'm gonna go to a couple different banks. I'm gonna figure this out, and if I can get you a good deal, great." Fox, it's like, "Oh, we're direct lenders." Okay. Cool, but they're hardly direct lenders. No, I mean, look, I pay them. I made the deal. It was fine. The funds came. They were pretty cool, you know. But I dealt with this woman, Rebecca, and I never in a million years would deal with her again.
It was just a pain in the ass.
Well, strangely enough, she calls me all the time, you know. I mean, it's like, you know, I got no time for her because just don't be dishonest with me.
Yeah, just be upfront. I understand that.
So, I mean, you know, it was like, whatever. I mean, if you're not the direct lender and you're going to... Because here's the thing. Then I got 10,000 dudes calling me, you know, trying to throw money at me.
Mm-hmm.
Harassing, you know, my office and just nonstop calling. And it's very frustrating, especially when you're trying to run a business. And I already made the deal with her. So I already had, you know, the funds.
Yeah.
And then it's all of a sudden I've got, you know, every Tom, Dick, and Harry, and I'll disrespect your business. But you know what I mean. It's like...
Yeah.
If you're going to put my information out on a wire and try to find me a loan, you know, I'd much rather, first of all, like, so, like, we're talking here. I'm kind of just based on my relationship with Cardiff. I'm sending you information. But I don't want you, like, shopping, per se, until we talk about it. And I think the first people I'd like you to go to are the ones that I have the current deal with.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I would do.
Not? You know, they'd be paid religiously.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no, and they're going to give you the best deal coming
back.
Because
they know me more than anyone else.
Exactly. So it wouldn't make sense for me to go to anywhere else, you know? So,
I really don't want my information out there if I don't have it. Now, look, if they come back and they're like, yeah, we'll give them the same deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like, yeah, thanks for nothing, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
And by the same token, I also think it's cool if we can, you know, we come up with something that makes sense. So, look, I mean... It's no secret, you know, that when this is all said and done, what they're going to do, OnDeck has agreed to do is kind of just essentially start a new loan, put $100,000 on it, and you know, give me they've promised me that they'll give me, you know, a better rate, but they haven't really committed to that yet.
Okay.
So they're willing to give me $100,000 in capital. I've got to pay down, I think, $34,100. That's like the amount that they've given me. So it's like 10 weeks.
Okay. When was this? When did they tell you that?
The last time I spoke with these people, I guess about a week, 2 weeks ago, we had this conversation.
Okay. So you have to pay down the $34,000 first, and then they'll give you an extra $100,000.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
But I'm not. You know, I'm not going to go like take that money out now. You know, go do that. And then, in other words, it's not that doesn't behoove me. I'm just going to stick with my payments, and if that was the case, then I do that. You know?
Yeah.
But I also don't want to give away all my profits, borrowing money that, you know, ultimately, you know, look, you're making money on my profits. So the reality is, I only want to take what I need.
Yeah, that which makes sense.
Yeah, well, with $100,000 though, I mean, I think that's pretty realistic in the grand scheme of things.
Okay. What are you?
I'm really lucky, man.
Yeah, if you don't mind me asking, what are you doing with the money? Like, are you, what's your return on investment?
It's mostly payroll and just really floating the size of the business that we keep growing. So we've taken a lot of work on. I mean, a significant amount of work. In addition to that, you know, materials and vendors and what have you. The thing is that, like, right now, so I'm rolling on 5 different large construction jobs that I have. And, like, so, for example, we've got one right now that's $60,000. We have another one that's $100,000. We have one that's like $48,000. We get some deposits and what have you, and that's cool. But sometimes these jobs drag out. Now I've got this job in a so we're a landscape company, like landscape maintenance, but we do a lot of what we call enhancement or, like, you know, landscape construction for our existing customers.
Mm-hmm.
So one of our customers is this big company, Heatherwood, and they have a they're an apartment corporation, and they have a shop. I mean, I'm sorry, they have a an apartment that's in. And we do this. We've done this with them for many years. Like, they're. I don't want to say they're antiquated, but the landscape has gotten kind of old. So we go building by building by building, tear out the landscaping. Then they put on new facade, new doors, new windows of the building. Then we come in, and, you know, we'll renovate the irrigation system, and then we put new landscaping in behind it. And it's really cool, and it's a lot of work. So that job in and of itself is, like, you know, almost $500,000, which we'll do. And we're starting that, you know, at the end of this month, so the beginning of July. But the challenge is that it takes a little time, man. So, for example, we're going to bill it out in pieces. And so we'll rip all the plants out, right?
Right.
Say for a batch of buildings. So there's the 14 buildings. We'll do 5 of them at one time. We'll rip all the shit out and get everything ready. but then we got to wait for the other trade. So we'll bill them for the rip out, but you know that we're going to sit for a little bit. We're going to do a lot of work for not necessarily the kind of money that we will get once we're completing and we put the plants in. Then the second piece is going to be then, you know, building by building, as they complete, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we come behind them and we plant. And then, you know, we invoice as the buildings go. So there's money that's got to go out before it comes in.
Right, which makes sense. Sounds like a huge project. What's your return on that project?
So, you know, in our landscape maintenance business, where, you know, it was our core business, you know, we're operating around 10-11%. But okay. In the landscape construction, it's closer to 15%. So it's pretty good. Yeah,
that
it's
is
not
pretty
bad. Yeah, the problem is that you can't bank on construction because, you know, the economy and everything else goes. I mean, people decide not to build, and you've set yourself up for all that, and then you're in a kind of a tough spot, you know.
Right. Go ahead.
Excuse me?
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, I mean, in our business, what we do is we work really hard to try to say, you know, our bread and butter, our maintenance business, and in the winter, our snow business is always consistent. And then, you know, if we do those enhancements, those additional, landscape projects in the summertime, well, that's really where our profit's realized.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you guys are like, have all kinds of different avenues that you're able to build on.
Yeah, we also do interior plantscape, too. I mean, so we do a lot of, like, you know, work inside of buildings in the winter and, you know, in New York City and whatnot.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good business. The thing is that, as I mentioned to you, I had a partner. My partner passed away, but his estate still exists. And I bought him out. So, you know, there's also a financial obligation that I have from the business that I've got to meet those, you know, quarterly payments to him, and I've got to pay off the business. You know, so those are some responsibilities that I have. So I just kind of, you know, trying my best to keep things moving in the right direction and keep growing. I feel like I'm not a pessimist, man, believe me, but I don't want to get too, you know, too ahead of myself. I never want to put, you know, too much out there. I don't want to grow so fast that I can't take care of my customers, that I can't, you know.
Right.
But at the same time, look, we got a lot of work coming in, and I'm very grateful for it, you know, because it's like you don't pass it up when it's there.
Right. Are your customers like returning customers, or are you guys bidding on projects?
Yeah, well, a little of both, but I mean, all of our customers are long-term customers. Like we renew our contracts on a regular basis, but on a big capital project, even though we're doing the landscape maintenance for the company I mentioned earlier with the apartments, Heatherwood, you know, so we do, you know, about $800,000, $900,000 a year with them. But when it comes to these big capital projects, sure, I mean, they might have a preference to do business with us, but they're going to get, you know, a couple bids and look at it. And we usually get not to make them seem shady, but we usually get the, like, first right of refusal, you know, I mean, because we have that relationship with them.
Yeah.
We're
that
also
makes
taking
sense.
On the rough mowing of their golf course in the beginning of July, which is kind of a new venture for us because they're not necessarily outsourcing the management of the golf course, but they're trying to outsource certain things as people retire. They're like, well, look, we hire a new guy. A lot of that's union, but they've negotiated with the union that if they outsource it, it doesn't really affect them. And so, you know, we're taking on a job starting July 1st that's going to be doing all the rough mowing. So all the outer, you know, I don't know. Are you familiar with golf?
Yeah, I am familiar.
Cool. So you know what roughs are then?
Yeah, exactly.
So we're doing all the rough mowing on this, on this golf course. It's
how big is the course?
270 acres.
Okay, no, that's not
bad.
It's
a whole course.
Yeah.
No, hell no.
That's pretty good. And that's your first time taking on something the mowing, just doing the mowing.
You know what it is? It's the same customer, Heatherwood, who owns all these apartments.
Okay.
They also own this golf course, and we've maintained the Pine Hills Country Club, which is the apartments that are around the golf course. They're like luxury apartments. And we've always done business with the golf course side of it as well. Like do their starter booth, do their flowers, do some tree work on the course, you know. So we have like a bucket truck and tree climbers and what have you. So we'll do like, you know, tree work for them and other things for them. So we've had like a long standing relationship, like, you know, 7 years, 6 years we've been doing business with them. But
that's awesome.
To the point now where they said, hey, look, you know, we're thinking about outsourcing this, and could you put some numbers to it? And figure it out. It's really big equipment, so they have the equipment, and we've kind of made an arrangement that in year one we'll use their equipment and just kind of, you know, they'll back charge us for it, and at the end of that year they'll give us the option to buy it out, or they'll give us the option to buy our own equipment and they'll take it and sell it for salvage.
That's awesome. Dang, what a sweet little setup.
I mean, let's hope. I got a guy, don't waste a lot of your time with this, but, you know, we employ individuals with disabilities. A lot of them are disabled vets.
Mm.
I got a guy who's, his name's Leon. He's like the coolest dude. He's a Marine. He's like 56 years old, and he's a career Marine, and he's a disabled vet, and he works, you know, with us. He came to us through, you know, this project, but thing is, you know, he's in great shape, he's fit, but he's getting old, and I think it's just a perfect job for him to be riding around in a big old air conditioner.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, he's super excited about it, and I'm really excited.
That's cool.
You think he'll really like it. So, I mean, it's cool.
That is cool that you're helping out, you know, a vet, and, you know, at the end of the day, that's what you're talking about. It's like you're one of your employees, you know, like you're looking out for their well-being, and you understand his situation. I think that says a lot about an owner.
Man, and he's a Marine,
you know?
Man. I mean, like, for God's sakes, it's not like he's going to screw something up. He's
pretty right.
Organized. He's always 10 minutes early, you know. I mean, he's good.
That's awesome.
It is. It's good. Anyway, enough about, you know, me yapping on about my business. Let me ask you, so, like, what is it you think you could do?
Well, I'm trying to, you got two loans out, basically, right? You got one with On Deck and then one with us.
No, I've got one with, did you look at the things I got there?
Yeah, I see, but I'm not counting the line of credit, as an actual loan. So,
yeah, and then I've got one with I have a loan with Fox, which is a short term loan. And let me just see here. Hang on a second. I want to look at what sent, because they call themselves different names. That
because I got the one with Ibis that you have with us.
Yeah, which, you know, that's the bank, right? Like, that's the guys who are giving me the money. We'll call them the bank.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Ibis, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to. Do you want to try to, like, pay off Fox and Ibis and just have the two with On Deck and us, or what would you like me to try to do for you?
I don't know that there's any benefit in the sense that Fox does. They don't have a. They're not going to forgive my.
Interest.
You know, my loan. In other words, I pay them early. I still got to pay them their full. I guess we'll call it commission. It's not really it's not really interest, but
yeah, we call it the full payback.
Yeah, so Fox is that, and
no discount there. Got it.
I mean, it really doesn't behoove me, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Eric. Let me see what I can do. Do you happen to know the balance with Fox?
I don't.
Okay.
Maybe Ezra might know it. I thought I asked her when I was talking to that guy from On Deck. She just went out to lunch, but let me just see if I can look at an email here, and because I know I asked her, and then as soon as I asked her to get the balance, they called me like the next, you know. Like, they were like, "Oh yeah, you could definitely pay us right off right now," and I'm like, "Oh, there's no, you know."
Discount or benefit.
Yeah,
right.
No, they weren't very cool. I mean, look, I made the deal. It was the right deal at the time, and I needed it.
Yeah.
But,
so if I can get you, let's just say I can get you some more money. Is that something you would also consider taking, or do you want?
Well, I mean, I don't want to waste your time, man. I mean, if you can give me a decent deal,
okay,
like, I'll take it. I just like to think that, you know, so in our businesses, right? Like, there's just a lot of lip service and salesmanship that goes on. So it's like, oh yeah, well the next time, well, you know, well here we are, we're at the freaking next time.
Okay.
Do what you do. I mean,
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you're right. Let me see what I can do. Let me look into this, and I'll just...
And, you know, like, I mean, things that would behoove me, honestly, if you could get me a decent loan, but we could stretch it out so that those payments aren't so damn heavy, and maybe, you know, I mean, it's not as if I've ever missed a payment with these guys.
Okay.
And I've done two loans with them. we're good. I mean, you know, we're
right.
good. Like,
right.
If you look at my bank statements, I don't miss those payments. So it's like, I just feel like, you know, if they could work something out with me where, you know, like, I mean, the size of the daily payment, it works for me. You know, so
okay.
in other words, you know, if whatever, it's 100 payments and we want to make it 145 or 150 payments and keep the rate at the same and we can do something, you know, like, I'd like to know that. Or if they do a weekly thing. Like, I don't know what they're willing to do.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me see what I can do for you, Eric.
Just do me a favor, please. I mean, I and again, I'm not, like, the kind of guy who likes to overly manage people who are working on my benefit.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you go to Ibis, you don't get the answer you need, just give me a call. Like, I won't waste your time. But just give me a call and say, hey, look, man, I talked to Ibis. This is what they said. They're kind of apprehensive, or they're really into it, or whatever. If not, let's you know, before you go putting it out on that, like, what I'll call the ticker, just give me the benefit of knowing that, you know, what you're doing, because it's sort of
you
like when
it.
You go to a car dealership and they
uh-huh.
run your credit through 50 banks, and then, you know, your credit drops by 20 points or whatever. You know what I mean?
Hey, I'm not going to do any of that. I'm not going to run your credit at all right now. I'm just going to see what options I can do for you, just kind of looking at it, so I don't waste your time, you know. And then I'll be completely upfront with you about every step of the way here, and I'll keep you posted. I'm very similar with Nick. I think that's why they, you know, they brought me on. I've been here for about 6 months now. And it's, like I said,
I think Nick worked for OnDeck, didn't he?
He might have.
Told me that, or maybe somebody else did.
We actually have a really good relationship with OnDeck.
I know that, you know, he actually told me he in the past he sourced some loans.
Yeah,
do that or something.
Yeah,
like
we
your banks.
They are. They're in fact they're our top one. So we have such a good relationship with them that I can even see if we can get you a better deal with them. You know, just because they want us to keep our customers. So, you know, I can see if there's any incentive, you know, to go back to OnDeck through us, or if it's better for you to go through OnDeck by yourself, you know, whatever the case may be. But with...
Like, the last time that I worked with that Peter C., you know, I said to him, hey, Peter Song, rather. Peter C. is one of my customers. I said, it's his name, S-E-E. It's really his name, Peter C.
Peter C., okay. I thought you were just saying the initial... Like, yeah,
Peter S-E-E. It's his name.
Okay.
He's cool. So Peter Song, when I first talked to him, you know, one of the loans that I was willing to do at the time that I had with him, I was looking for 100 grand.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one who threw, he came to me, he's like, listen, what if I were to be able to get you more capital, clean out one of these loans and, you know, come up with something. And he's the one who ended up bringing the 200 in. And I was really apprehensive at first, but he said to me, look, we'll stretch it out. We'll make it, you know, weekly payments. We'll do this. We'll do that for you. If it makes sense, if that, you know, he's like, because he goes, here's what I don't want. And he was really, really cool because I dealt with him in my first foray as well. He said, what I don't want is for you to be gun shy, take 100 and need more, and I can't get it to you.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, they're giving you 200 now. Take it, man. He's like, you know, you can always pay it back. Like, you know, he goes, we'll, you know, because they waive that, you know, they're cool.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Honestly, I have to tell you, I really like that company.
Yeah. No, it's a great, they're our number one bank that we work with. They are, just because they are cool. They have those programs of forgiveness of interest. And
they got a lot of money is what they have.
They do have a lot of money. And we're one of the...
I know so many businesses who do business with OnDeck, man.
Yeah, they're really good. And I like them, too. They're one of my favorites, for sure.
Yeah. But, I mean, look, with all respect to Ibis, you know, look, I got my loan with them. Let's see what they could do first. They are in the business, and we'll go from there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Eric. Well, it was great talking with you. And, keep me down as your contact, and I'll see what I can do, and I will be in touch with you very shortly.
Well, like, let me know, because I got a couple things going on. Today, tomorrow?
I'm going to try to get back to you before the end of the day, but if I don't, I'll shoot you an email and say I didn't hear anything, and then I'll get back to you.
Set my cell phone down, because I might not... Yeah, it's 631. It might be in your file, but it's 631-561-3208. Now, if you don't get me, just leave me a voicemail. I'll call you right back, because sometimes I'm on the phone or sometimes I'm a customer.
Absolutely. All right, Eric.
All right.
Appreciate it, man. Take it
absolutely,
easy.
Absolutely, man. Have a good day. Take care.
You too. Bye.